I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Arty Friends. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
And this is McKenna.
Ooh,
I'm
special
back.
Guest. We've got McKenna on the show today.
Yes.
That's my younger sister, the one and only sister.
Yes.
Favorite sister.
Has to be. Can you believe it's been like over a year since I came on? That's so weird.
Literally no.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because I came on in June. I was like, right, just graduated.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, this is good then. Then you'll have so much new stuff in life.
And yeah.
A lot has changed since then.
A lot has changed since then.
Yeah, so the plan today is we're going to catch up with McKenna, hear what she is going on, because even though you might not know, she has a very cool life and has very exciting things going on. She's engaged as well, planning a wedding. Yeah. And we'll hear all about that. And then we're also going to play a little game. It's going to be a little girl talky episode. We're going to play a game of giving our opinions on other people's unpopular opinions. Because I feel like unpopular opinions have kind of been having their little moment right now on TikTok. Lots of controversy around some of them. So we're going to give our thoughts and our two cents on
all
those. Yeah,
this is kind of a therapy session for me because I am like the most unopinionated person that exists. So we're going to take some of your guys' energy and we're working on that today.
Yes. So it's a little workshop for McKenna.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you sure you can do this topic? Because I don't think I've ever heard you have an opinion.
Really, yeah. Ever. I really am always the middle person.
She's like, what do you guys think? Or actually, she's like, you just don't really say much.
Yeah. I can see both sides always, but we're going to really get gritty today.
I think you're just very unproblematic. Like, you just like things peaceful and you're not trying to like cause a bunch of tension.
That is fair.
That's fair.
It's admirable.
It's admirable. It's a third child quality for sure.
Yeah.
Just always trying to be the mediator, trying to not have everyone fight when Riley and Brady are going at it. You're just trying to mediate and keep everyone calm.
Yeah. So all my other girlies out there like me, bear with me on this episode on that. We're gonna have fun with it.
when you're listening to the opinions, make an opinion.
Yeah.
Talk along.
Get along with me.
Yeah. Okay, great. Before that, we can catch up a little bit. So I guess, yeah, explain why McKenna's here. McKenna's in town. We're in St. Louis. She lives in Spartanburg, South Carolina, mm-hmm. which just moved into a new apartment, which you can definitely talk about. But we are going to my alma mater. We're going to a University of Missouri football game because we just thought that was all the fall vibes. And we were just craving a good American football game.
Yeah. I don't know the last time I've been to a football game. And like growing up, our family used to go to a Notre Dame game like every year as much as we could. And with college and volleyball and nursing, like I haven't been to a football game since my freshman year.
And that was like a Clemson game, right?
Yeah, it was Clemson and USC.
And you didn't even go to either of those schools.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Yeah, definitely. Bringing Julian to a football game too.
Oh yeah, Julian's coming too. He's flying in tonight. So we're going to pick him up from the airport tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask, was the football game like the main thing that, or was it like you guys were going to be coming into town this weekend and it happened to be
asked me if I wanted to come for this football game and honestly could probably care less about the football game, but they're all going to be here and I wanted to just like come in for the weekend, get to hang out with everyone, and we were both free, me and Julian, so worked out really well.
And when she says everyone, it's me, Connor, and then our older brother, Brady, and his girlfriend, Morgan.
Yeah.
And McKenna and Julian. And then we did ask Riley. Everyone's like, wait, you're literally abusing your youngest brother. You did not invite him. We asked him, but he plays a college sport and he can't just like dip out, unfortunately. So Riley will be with us in spirit. We'll send him some pictures.
Poor Riley.
So that's the plan.
Does Riley, when you guys were growing up, did Riley get excluded a lot being the youngest?
Kind of.
Possibly.
He's such a classic baby child, you know, how like the baby always gets like excluded or bullied. Yeah. Definitely like classic Riley.
Classic Riley. So nothing new for him.
Yeah, he's used to it at this point.
Also, of your siblings, Kara, Riley's the only one that hasn't came on, so kind of sad.
He's definitely aware of that, too. He's like, when's my episode on Are We Friends? I'm like, I don't know. Honestly, I mean, there's no reason not to have him on, but like, also, I'm like, what do? You play like baseball in college. Like,
Riley can just come on and do like a comedic episode. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. Maybe he can do a Patreon episode. Maybe he can be my November one. Maybe I'll bring him on.
There you go.
Yeah, he does not have a girlfriend. No.
So it could be his audition for her girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, cute. Wait, that could be. We could have him on and
speed date
casting call. We literally have a feature on our recording software for live call-ins. We've never done that before.
Riley's suddenly actually, I don't want to do this.
Wait, let's blow it up on TikTok. It's like, we'll do like a Tuesday night recording, like 7 p.m. We tell all the girlies we can do it live. We'll stream the episode live and we have people call in and say why they should be Riley's girlfriend. I love it.
I wish everyone could see Allison's face.
Allison's like, I did not sign up to be the co-host of The Bachelor show.
Yeah.
No, I'm all for it. just
some sisters scheming over here.
What do we call it?
Yeah, we'll work on the name.
Riley Finds Love. Podcast in paradise. No, I don't know.
Already friends, now lovers.
Already dating. Okay.
Anyway.
Romancing, something about romancing Riley's.
Yeah, like a little
she's
alliteration.
Yeah,
just a little alliteration over there. So we'll get Riley on soon. Yes.
Okay, so you guys are going to the football game this weekend. What else?
I'm on the podcast today. Yeah. No, I mean, today we're pretty chill.
We'll probably go get dinner somewhere.
Yeah.
I was hoping to maybe find like a pumpkin patch or something. So TBD.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're open yet.
So honestly, it just does feel good to like, this sounds so cheesy, but just like be around family and get to hang out with everyone. So I don't really have like high expectations of, I hope we do everything, but just being here feels really nice. So I don't
know.
I'll be fine if we just like chill. It's hard now that we're like adults and everyone lives, out of all four siblings, we all live in different states now. So any time together is just appreciated.
Yeah, that's crazy that everyone fled the nest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even my parents, they fled the nest. They packed up, gave it to another bird.
Yeah. So
everyone's gone. Yeah. Them included. Okay, though, they'll be in the same state. So that's still four states. Yeah.
Yeah.
peaks of the week?
So obviously a really obvious peak of the week for me is that I'm here and we had this football game and just being in town with my sister. But also yesterday, before I flew in, I finally got my apartment like all set up, all the furniture in, like all the beds made, all the clothes put away. Everything has a place now and that, that felt good.
This is her first big girl apartment outside of college, after college.
And anyone that has moved, it's just, it's the worst. So everything has a place now. So I feel good. Yeah, that's my peak.
And it's the best getting everything in place right before you take a trip. So then you can come home and you're like, ooh, feels nice.
Yeah, it was like 5:30 and I was doing all this house stuff. I had to leave at like 6:30. I hadn't packed yet, but I couldn't stop. It's very addicting. Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff too. What's your peak, Kara?
I'm going to say my peak of the week, of course. Yeah, the obvious answer is having McKenna in town and Julian and then Brady and Morgan getting all the fam together. My other one, because like I have to say that one, because you paid money to be here, so I have to say that one. But my other one is going to be me and my dad got featured in a Washington Post article about hot girl walking together. So that was really cute.
That's so cute.
I know. Guys, it literally goes to show, like, if you have a video idea, just post it. Like, I randomly had this idea of, like, because I've been posting about walking all summer, and my dad had been texting me, like, all summer about how he was walking. And so I'm like, I just make a little TikTok showing the internet that my dad is also being a hot girl walker. And then I got reached out to by a journalist to interview me and my dad, sit down, both of us, and talk about this hot girl walking for dads. And that article that this girl wrote was for consumerreports.org, but then it got picked up by the Washington Post. So,
wow.
Another tip, if any opportunity comes, like when she reached out, she's like, do you want to do this article for consumerreports.org? I'm like, I mean, that's not that sexy or anything. I'm like, sure. Like, me and my dad would love to talk to you. Like, and then that turned into the Washington Post. So you never know. Sometimes it is good to just like take certain opportunities, even if you don't think anything's going to come of it, because we like literally got printed in the paper and that's like a national.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was Rob eating this up?
Oh my gosh. He was
eating it up.
I am so happy it was like both of us that were included because it's just so cute. He just loves it.
I know you guys have talked about him on the podcast before, but for anyone who doesn't know, he's like the dad of all dads, like just typical dad.
Like we literally started saying like, dad, you're doing like the TDM, total dad move. Yeah. Like anything he does, we're like, that was such a TDM, total dad move, because he's just like a dad. Like very much what you would think of a dad is Rob.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Idea. New series, total Rob move. And then you just start posting things on your TikTok that he does and you can kick it off with him being featured for...
That's it.
Hot dad walks. Aww. Hot Rob walks.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they call it? I think they did say... What'd they say? Hot dad. I think they maybe said hot dad walks in the article. I can't remember, but I love that. Yeah, he would love that. He's just such a little charismatic dad. He loves being, he's very proud of all of us. And he just, he loves all that kind of stuff.
And he'll hit you with a dad joke.
Yes.
He has plenty every second. Dad
joke. He's literally calling me right now. That's weird.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Here, should I answer?
Yes.
We're recording right now.
Better be good.
Allison, what's your peak of the week?
My peak of the week is sentimental this week. Last night, Clay and I just had like a really good heart-to-heart chat, and he like really opened up to me about, you know, some things going on in his head, embracing his feminine side. And it just made me really happy that, you know, he felt like he could be super honest with me and trust me. And it makes me sad when men think that they can't be honest about their emotions. And I think that we see it all the time where guys just like they always have to wear the strong armor to the world, but they've got a lot of hurt too. So it was just a good, wholesome bonding time last night.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is awesome.
We love Clay. We love you guys.
He's an angel. My better half.
Yeah, definitely speaks for your relationship. Someone, you know, can be so vulnerable.
Yeah. Okay, and now time for your guys' this peaks of the week. Aiden said, meeting my future husband, .. So out of the blue, but I will marry this man. I love that for you. And I'm glad that you just picked up on that sense right away. That's exactly how I felt about Clay. I felt like a psycho because I called my mom and said that. And here we are. I mean, actually, we're not married, but we will be.
Wait, did you do something that we don't know? Is this an announcement?
No.
It's her manifesting.
Sadly,
over
no.
There.
Yes.
She knows.
That's really cute.
That is cute.
Wait. Oh, I guess something I have going on though. Next week, Clay's brother is getting married. So we'll be going to that wedding, and Clay's the best man, and I'm very excited to hear his best man speech.
I love wedding speeches.
Wait,
I can add that to our unpopular opinions. I know some people don't like that.
Yeah, that let's definitely
we'll
go into that.
We'll go into that, yes.
I just got back from Julian's sister's wedding, so yeah, we can go there because I love him.
Okay, another peek. Haley said, booked an anniversary trip to Door County to celebrate 2 years. Oh, Door County, Wisconsin is so cute, especially for fall. That's going to be amazing. Have the best time.
And Jill said, packing to go car camping with my dad. Channeling Allison energy. I love this for you.
Aw. Man, dads are getting all the love today.
Yeah.
Rapid fire, give her your best car packing tip.
Ooh, all of your toiletries in a basket. Because if you have all of those things tucked away in your suitcase, would you just need to go quickly brush your teeth or get all of that stuff? You need it accessible. So I would put the caddy like in the actual car, and then you can leave your clothes and the luggage like in the trunk. Bring way more pillows than you think you should, because you're going to need like one pillow to actually put your head on, and then like two behind you on the hard, you know, windows and the door. Portable charger. That's my last one, because the car charger does not charge that fast. And if you're car camping, well, your car is going to be off while you're sleeping. So you're not going to really be able to, you know, keep your phone adequately charged otherwise.
You heard it from the pro. Have a great trip.
Yeah. I was actually last thing thinking about how many nights I've like slept in my car. And I'm sure I've slept in a car more nights than like some of the apartments I've lived in. Like I've got to be in the hundreds by now.
That's impressive. Think about how much money you right? saved. And that's, I know it's like a big thing for you. You're like, I've saved so much money.
My 6 foot self is shaking.
Yeah, when Clay and I did the 28 days of car camping, he did not love that. I was like, this is great. And he was like, my body hurts.
I could relate.
You need like one of the Subaru.
Yeah.
Ones with the mattress.
Yeah.
She's laying hot dog. Allison's laying hamburger.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, before we do our little game, I want to do a quick few updates with McKenna. Since the last episode that we had her on, she did get engaged.
I did.
That was like a year ago, so it's like not new. You don't have to say congratulations, yeah, guys. Like, don't worry. It's not new news.
Don't have to congratulate me. It's been a year.
But there are some exciting updates. Please tell us where you're going to have your wedding. Just like give a little... Yeah, tell us everything.
Yeah, so we got engaged June of last year, and all of a sudden a year went by, so here we are. We're planning for August of next year, and we're doing it in Italy. So he's from the Netherlands, I'm from here, the US, so we didn't really have a place that like made sense where to do it. We both live in South Carolina now, but none of our family lives there, none of our friends really live there. Our friends are like all over the US, in the Netherlands, so we didn't really know where to have it, and we're like, if people have to travel anyway, it might as well be fun.
Summer so cool.
We landed on Italy. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us more about like why Italy? How of all the places in Europe? Because obviously I'm sure he's traveled extensively over there.
Yeah. So our thought was if we could just rent out like a villa or a chateau for like the week and host it just in the backyard one day. So we were then looking at like what countries, you know, had a lot of that. And Italy, especially in like the Tuscany region, has so many options. And like quite affordable for the house that we're renting can host my entire family and his entire family and us. And that's like everyone and their like significant others, blah, blah, blah. So we have it from Saturday to Saturday. We plan to do it on like a Tuesday. But yeah. And I think it'll be really special because our families, like his family lives in the Netherlands, mine here. So obviously it's pretty rare that anyone can even get together. So I think like having the week to get to hang out, get to know each other a little bit will be like special for us.
Because that is iconic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be so pretty. And your dress is so pretty.
Yeah. I have a dress. I got that.
Can you tell us the style of the dress?
It's unique.
I honestly don't know much about. I wasn't really attracted to a lot of like, okay, this sounds what is the term, pick me? I wasn't really attracted to like,
not like the other girls,
the normal wedding dresses, but yeah, they just didn't really like feel like my style. So it is a little different, but it's not like crazy different. It's still a wedding dress.
Okay. If anyone doesn't know McKenna's style, she's very regal. You're very elegant. Like you dress very classy, especially for your age. And like, what's the term? Silhouettes. I almost feel like you don't dress like a basic young college girl.
Well, thank you.
You can tell that you are.
She gives me well traveled
a little bit. Yeah. So it would make sense that your dress is more.
Yeah, I don't really know like how to describe it. I mean, I like it a lot. So
I'll see you next year on the gram.
You'll see it in a year.
One question. Is it thin? Because I'm picturing it being like.
Yeah. It's like a little thinner. It's definitely a thinner one. I think especially for Italy, that will be nice in August. I'm like accepting the fact it's going to be super hot. But whatever. We'll all sweat together.
I mean, it'd be hot in Nebraska or Missouri.
Yeah.
In South Carolina too in the summer.
I was going to say like the rest of the week, it will be so happy at Tux. We can like be by the pool, get the Italian summer vibe. So if we're all miserable for being like dressed up for one night, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Suck it up.
Okay. More questions about the planning process. Like were you just said that so casually, like, yeah, we just booked this villa. Like, was it not stressful? Did you have a lot of options?
No, it definitely was stressful. And I am like super indecisive. So Julian was very like, I could get married in the US. I could get married in Italy. Like, I don't really care. Like, what do you want? And I was like, what do I want? Because I see pros of both. Like having a big wedding here would also be really fun. But for me, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want everyone watching like such an intimate personal moment for me. So I was like, I definitely think I want a smaller one. And then I was back and forth for so long. And then finally, I'm like, okay, I think the US is appealing just because it's easy. I think I really want Italy. Like right when I got engaged, that was my first like, I was like, I want to do somewhere in Europe, just family, friends, like very small. So I went back to that and we kind of like decided on that and then started moving from there. Because for so long, I was like so back and forth and we were looking at options here, looking at options there. And that was really hard. So that's also probably why we're like a year out and not much planned. But now we have a place and so.
Okay. So do you have to work with local vendors there, you know, for like food and display things?
Yeah. So the villa that we're having it at, we found it through a website. It was called like Oliver's Travel. And they had someone that specifically can help like find you what you need for like if it's a party, if it's a wedding, blah, blah, blah. So this place has had weddings before. So the owner is like familiar with vendors that you can work with. So we have that. And then there's also like a wedding planner that we found through Instagram that we've been kind of like going back and forth with. And I think she can do it. So she can just kind of help us get some of those vendors set up. But at the same time, like I don't feel like I need the full wedding thing. So I'm like, I'm okay if my place setting isn't like this perfectly aesthetic thing and stuff like that. So, or if like the chairs aren't the most beautiful chairs. And I'm like, that's not really that important.
You're in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely hard to like find certain vendors, you know, because we definitely need food. We want like music, stuff like that. But my thing is like, if it doesn't turn out perfect, that's not going to bother me. So as long as we can like get what we need, I think it'll be fine. I don't know.
This is an inspiring choice.
Yeah. And maybe you guys have seen the TikToks, but literally renting a chateau in Italy is cheaper than renting some of the beach houses in Florida for a week. Like I've seen the price comparisons. Like it is very on par, if not cheaper, than places that you would rent for a week for a family vacation in the US.
And but when you divvy it down by how many people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also like there's nothing wrong with people wanting to spend so much on their wedding. But for me, I was like, all that money for one night? Like, let's do a week. Let's spread it out. So I'm really excited for that part. Feels like a little bit more authentic to me.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's going to be very fun.
I guess you don't even really have to do wedding colors or something like
this. I know.
Are you even really having like bridesmaids or anything? It's just kind of like Kara.
So I'm inviting like a few of my really close friends. And so I like honorary asked them to be my bridesmaids. Because I think that's like a nice gesture. But I don't know. I don't think I'm really going to have them like stand up there with me because that would be half the audience.
You need them in the crowd. Otherwise, literally everyone's gone.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like maybe Kara because she'll be my maid of honor. And then,
God slay.
You know. So Yeah, I don't know.
What does Julian have for siblings?
He has a sister and his sister just got married. But so. I don't know. I can't decide like if I do the whole colors thing. And I think it'd be fun if like everyone was like coordinated in a way, like all the guests.
Yeah, you should do that.
Like, yeah. I absolutely do not want everyone to be wearing the same dress. And I don't think I necessarily want like the same color either. But I think something like coordinated, it would just be like very pretty and it would feel fun. I think that's a fun thing to do. Plan that.
I just feel like your style is so effortless. And even how you're saying like, I don't really care if it's perfect. All of your things end up being perfect in that very European way of it's just effortlessly done. And so I just already can see how this wedding is going to roll out.
Yeah, I felt like very conflicted for a while because I was like, should I do the, like, you know, like the typical wedding thing, which again is fine. That's obviously, it's that way for a reason. People enjoy that. But when I like really thought about what I wanted, I was like, that's not what I want. I don't really care about planning the colors down to a T and the settings and the, I don't know. I think
like the font on the
yeah, flyer. And I think sometimes weddings just are so stressful. You don't get to enjoy it. And this way has been.
You'll definitely enjoy this.
Yeah, this has been way less stressful. We've also like our wedding will be next year, so we'll be engaged for 2 years. And you know, I know some people like think that's taboo, but it's been pretty chill. Like you don't have this like stressful timeline. So I've kind of enjoyed it like that.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug and play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little more about the engagement?
Yeah. So we were in Florida, actually. I was coaching a volleyball tournament. And on the way back, we're like, oh, we should stop at the beach. Like, we're down here. Let's stay in like 2 nights at the beach and then we'll drive back home. So we were like going out for sunset that night. And we were just at the hotel we were staying at, had like this little beach club also. So we were like just having some wine at the beach. And he was like, oh, let's go like out. Walk out on the beach. And I almost ruined his plan because we had a bottle and it said, no glass or alcohol beyond this point. I was like, oh, Julian, we can't go out there. Like, we'll just sit in the pool. It's fine. He was like, McKenna, it's fine. I was like, no, there's a sign right there. Like, we can't go out there.
She's a rule follower.
And we had plastic cups. So he was like, what if we just take our cup out? And I was like, okay, yeah, that'll be fine. So he like banked on the fact that I would ask for pictures of my outfit. So I was like, will you take a few pictures of me? And he took some and then he was like, oh, do you want one of us? And I was like, oh, yeah, let's get one of us. So he ran ahead and like asked this family to come take our picture and I guess told them that he was about to propose. So he took a video and then he did it while we were like taking a picture. But
wow, he was flying by the seat of his pants for this whole thing.
It was planned, but yeah, he was trusting that.
Yeah.
There would be like not crabby people that would take your photo and video.
Yeah, I know. But it was like, it did work out. And he said he wanted to do it on the beach because he knew that's how like my parents got proposed. And I probably told him that story like 20 times because I tend to repeat my stories. He's like, McKenna, you already told me this. But I thought that was kind of like a sweet sentiment to it. So he knew he wanted to do it on the beach. So we were in Florida and it was perfect opportunity.
Wow.
And then people were cheering and these people sent you champagne.
Yeah, these people were watching from their little condo and they came out with champagne and glasses for us. And they're like, here, we just saw it happen. And they were like, my granddaughter got engaged here, or my daughter or something, however many years ago. And guess where that daughter lived? In Spartanburg. Where we lived. So I was like, that's crazy. But yeah. I was shocked.
Small world.
Yeah. But yeah, it was sweet. And it was exactly how I would want it. I didn't want anyone there. That type of stuff. I'm too awkward. I'm too uncomfortable in those situations. It's like overwhelming for me. So I enjoyed it. Just the two of us. And then we went to dinner that night and we left the next day.
Do you feel how you're like, I'm awkward? Do you feel like it like takes you out of the moment if you have to worry about like people perceiving you rather than just being like, I just want to enjoy it for me?
Yeah. I feel like that's probably part of it. Like, it just makes me like, I'm like, on edge a little bit more. Or like if everyone's there, obviously I was, I think that's such a nice gesture. Like I was so excited to get to be there when Kara got engaged, but like we're completely different people. And
it was overwhelming. I felt bad. I was like, I don't feel like I'm not excited, but like it was very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying that and I felt bad. I was like, if I'm acting weird.
Wait, explain more.
Just because I got proposed to by myself, or with Connor. Like,
right.
It was just ourselves at the Big O Tree. I proposed to myself. I just love myself so much. No, it was literally just me and Connor. None of our family or friends are there. So then we drove an hour and a half back to Connor's parents' house, where then all of my siblings and my parents were there. And so that was like, and then all of Connor's, his uncle, both his grandparents, like everyone was there. So it was a lot of people. So that was a little overwhelming. So I'm just like, it is a lot of,
like, a lot of hugs.
It is.
And it was like, I was like so tired because we drove a lot that day. And I was like, oh my God.
It's also like emotions. Like
a lot of emotions.
You just cried.
I know. I was like just crying.
You know, when you cry, you're just, it really takes the life out of you. And then now everyone's
looking at you and your puffy eyes.
Yeah.
And I felt bad. I'm like, I'm not overwhelmed because it's like, I didn't want this.
Yeah. So well, and I think too, like some people know when they're about to get proposed to.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, we're going on this trip. It's happening. Or like, we have this like whole thing planned. It's happening. Or like, we've been talking about it forever. We just picked out a ring. It's happening. But like, I think for both of us, we were pretty stunned.
Hashtag shook us.
Like, obviously we've had conversation if we were proposed to, but none. I don't think either of us expected it to be when it happened. So that also just like you're processing and then everyone there, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
No matter how much you love your friends and family.
Or your partner.
Yeah. How do you think you would want it? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, definitely private. I mean, if Clay and I could get eloped, that would be great too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't need an audience for any of it, to be honest.
Yeah. I think it's like, there you go. I feel like that's an unpopular opinion, but I think more people feel that way, but it's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of people do believe it's like, it's also for your parents. It's also for like your family. But I don't know. That's just what some people say. But I agree, I can see both sides.
I feel like it's becoming a little bit more normal.
This destination idea, though, with the families, because I feel like what I'm running into, Clay and I are both from Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, where are we ever going to stop with the guest list? It's either like, if we invite one person, we're inviting 200.
Yeah.
And like, I do not want that. And I know that there's no way that we're just going to be able to like have a 50-person Omaha wedding.
No, that definitely came up with one of the friends that I saw at this destination wedding in Florida, like a couple weeks ago. They're doing a destination wedding and they're like, yeah, we're both from Omaha. It never stops. Like the guest list does not stop if you don't do, I mean, it will obviously.
Right.
They do Omaha weddings, but having the destination wedding really helped them with that because that's totally a thing for sure.
And then you're like, you feel bad because you feel like you're offending people.
Yeah, and you
but
do.
But if you can move it somewhere else, then no one's offended.
Yeah.
It's just like,
that's just how it is.
I feel like I saw a bunch of things at the right time from people that just had a wedding. Like, if you're thinking about doing an intimate wedding, like, do it. I don't regret it at all. So I'm sharing that forward to someone. If anyone's listening that has thought about it, I would say just do it. Like, you might offend people, but if that offends them, I feel like that's more their problem. It's about you. It's not about anyone else. So I'm sharing that forward because I saw it a few times at the right timing and I was like, okay, Italy.
Italy.
Needed to hear that.
But yeah.
Okay, well, what does life look like post-wedding for you guys then?
I don't know. There's different options. So right now, Julian's getting his master's and he should finish like right around our wedding. I think like in August, he should be done. So he'll just wrap that up. I'll have been at my job for like 2 years at that point. So I think we're definitely ready to like move on past South Carolina. And I really want to go live in the Netherlands. And he definitely wants me at some point to live there just because like he's had the opportunity to be in a new country and like just the growth and the experience. He's like, I want you to have that. So he's definitely on board for me, for us to live there. But after he graduates, I guess we'll see if he like has some really awesome job that he wants to stay in the US for. I would, you know, not be opposed, but I'm definitely going to live there at one point. And I'm ready now. So
she's ready. She's packing her bags.
Yeah. I think it would be so fun. I don't know what my life
would fit right in.
Yeah. I don't know what my life would look like over there. I'm a nurse right now. And if I were to be a nurse over there, I think I would have to learn Dutch, but I would be fine to like take a few years off of that. Like I'd be fine to try something new career. I don't know what that would be, but I want to live there.
You're willing to do what it takes.
Yeah, I am.
There you go.
And very few people get an opportunity like that, especially one that you can see a path more clearly.
Yeah.
Like Julian being from the Netherlands, like of course anyone can move to another country, but it's very complicated for a lot of people. And with him having the security of like, yeah, my family's here.
Yeah. I was going to say that too. Huge. Just like having, you know, knowing that we're not like moving there and we're going to be alone or something because his whole family is there. He has a lot of really great friends there. And so there's a good system there, support system, but that's definitely hopefully in the future. I'm ready.
We're all ready for that.
I'm very ready to go visit you. And I think we talked about that last time too. Like,
yeah. So a year.
I'll be the first ones to go visit.
Yeah. I was going to say a year from today, we'll do a podcast episode in the Netherlands. We'll be living there and you'll be visiting.
And she'll be Mrs. Rip.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Wow.
Cute. Well, let's move into our little game we wanted to play. It's a Friday right now. We wanted to go into the weekend laughing a little bit, having some fun. So I made up this game of us giving our opinions on people's unpopular opinions. I have a few wedding ones. So since we just talked about your destination wedding, maybe we could start with those wedding ones.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Wedding speeches are boring. That's a pretty popular opinion. I feel like people don't like wedding speeches. I think they're fun.
I really love them. I think you only don't like them if you don't know the couple well.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
Which
that's
brings me super, back super to true. Just go for that smaller guest list so people don't care. I love hearing it. I love hearing like stories that you don't know or what people think they should share. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I honestly think it can be like the most entertaining part.
Yeah, like laugh over dinner. I think dinner.
How do you guys feel about giving them though?
I mean, I could pretend like I'm shy and I'm not excited for my maid of honor speech. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I don't know about giving.
Yeah, I've never been a maid of honor.
Yeah, I've never done one. But Julian just gave one for his sister's wedding. And I have to say, it was so good. And obviously, there's probably a little bias. But like everyone kept coming up to him because he played the little brother card so well. Like he like roasted a little bit of both of them, had some funny jokes, cried because he was proud. It was so good.
Oh, like yeah. A mix of like joking, but like truly heartfelt.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Julian, he was like playing in the crowd, like
that's so good.
He knew the laughs were coming.
What's Julian's sign?
He's a Gemini.
Okay.
Oh my god, that makes sense.
Yeah, him and my best friend are Gemini, so you know, people say you love him or you hate him.
She loves him. Okay, I'm gonna give another unpopular opinion just based off that conversation. If you're gonna give a speech at a wedding, print all of the speech on note cards or on paper. I just feel like it kind of ruins it if you're like staring at your phone during a speech. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But like, go back to the old school. Like, get a note card.
You know, I don't think I would die on that hill, but I do say something about paper is nice.
I think that comes from like a photographer, videographer's perspective. How am I going to use this footage? You're just staring at your phone, like talking to them and then crying. You're like wiping your tears with your phone. That was really harsh.
Paper is definitely, you know, classic, lost art. It looks good.
Yeah.
But.
And you could give it to them too, I guess.
Yeah.
Like put it in the wedding book.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Maybe I have some trauma with weddings or something. Because after like the five that I coordinated, I have just like tried to avoid going to weddings and like uninviting myself. And Clay and I talk about it all the time. No one's going to come to our wedding anyway because we have been horrible. It's like not gone to multiple weddings that we should have gone to. But we'll be like, but it's fine because we don't want anyone at our wedding, right? And we're like, yeah, so let's just like, not go. It's so bad.
The karma that might come back around, like you don't care.
It's what you want.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Okay, the other wedding one I was going to say that I wrote down. I saw a TikTok of a girl who had all of her bridesmaids in different color dresses, like a red, a yellow, a blue, like just fully whatever they wanted. And the comments hated it. They were so mean. And I just want to say, I thought that was cute. I think that would be fun.
I have a strong opinion on this. So, okay, bridesmaid dresses, I just don't understand them. Like, you're making everyone wear the exact same dress just for your aesthetic, just for a good picture. Like, why else do they match? I haven't thought of a good reason.
Unless so people can, like, recognize who the bridesmaids are.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair point.
But yeah.
Then you're picking people's price points. You're picking like a shape of dress for them. You're picking a color that might wash them out. Like,
it might not be a good color for them. Like,
you are making someone, have to wear something. And, you know, I get it, it's part of being a bridesmaid, but I just think let people wear whatever. Let's ditch them.
I think I'm in the middle. I would be like, here's a color palette. Like, here's like 8 swatches, maybe. Choose from these. Whatever. These are all in the color family. Mm-hmm. Pick whatever style looks good on your body.
Yeah. No, I definitely love that route. A little coordinated, but kind of go. You give some guidelines, but then free range.
Okay, cool.
Did this last question for Kara. Were they actually red, yellow, and blue, like primary colors, or were you being dramatic?
I think I was just being dramatic, really, but I don't think it was as coordinated as like a color palette. I do think it was a little sporadic. I'll link the video in the show notes if you guys want to go watch it. So yeah, I think there is a good happy medium. Like I think like you're saying, a good color palette never hurt anybody.
Yeah, actually, Julian's sister, like the whole wedding, she had like on her invites, you know, no bright colors, no patterns, like prefer pastels. And everyone,
for the guests.
Yeah, for the guests. Everyone followed it. And like, I will say, it looked really cool.
Yeah.
Like everyone was just in like muted pastels.
That is cool. Good. I love that. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, because then you can still do whatever with them.
And the photos, the group photos, are just like
they looked good.
Like of the guests look really nice and coordinated.
I mean, definitely good point on the patterns. Like, there's nothing worse when you have like a family photo and someone's in like a bright checkered shirt and everyone else has like, and you're just like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. Like, your great uncle's in a Hawaiian button up Hawaiian t-shirt. It's like, Jimbo, you could have left that one at home.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm all for like self-expression, but yeah, at these type of events, like it's not really about you and your style. It's like about the person getting married.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fair.
Okay, next unpopular opinion. Again, something I saw on TikTok a lot. People were upset that influencers were going to New York Fashion Week. So it was a popular opinion that influencers should not be invited to New York Fashion Week. What are your guys' thoughts? And to preface it, that fashion editors, fashion writers should get the first pick at these invitations. People in the fashion world.
Take it away.
This is really just...
I'm not super knowledgeable on this one, but, you know, I will say, you know, influencers are kind of the people of the time. Like, that's where a majority of people are getting a lot of fashion content is from influencers, and influencers wouldn't be a thing if people weren't consuming from them. So they obviously have some type of pull, but I don't know much about how Fashion Week works and all the editors and stuff. So I'm not strong on this one.
Okay. I have a lot of thoughts.
There we go.
Okay, good.
I can see both sides. You know, originally New York Fashion Week is more of like an art performance. You know, it's high fashion. That's like, it was supposed to trickle down into, you know, comes off the runway and then it eventually makes its way to the consumer. But now things happen so fast that it's just like Shein copy is like fucking the next week. And now it's so much just about money. So of course, the reason that they want the influencers there is so that they can sell the product. That's really what it comes down to. So for me, from a marketing perspective, yeah, having the influencers there very smart if they want to sell those designs. If someone cares more about honoring the process and the people that are in that industry, then yeah, I think the people who have, you know, studied it and are working in that probably deserve the seat more. So I don't think one's right or one's wrong. It can be a frustrating issue, I'm sure, for both sides, but I don't think that they're going to come to an agreement.
Yeah, I feel like I'm with you. It's like, they're just doing what's best for their business. There are going to be brands that are more image conscious and are going to be more selective. And maybe that's just what they need to do, is be more selective on which influencers. Maybe like really make sure that those people are fashion influencers and not just like, you know, content crazy pranksters getting invited to New York Fashion Week or stuff like that. So I just thought that'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to switch it to travel. Me and McKenna have an unpopular opinion. We don't mind when people stand up right away when a plane lands or when they park it. This is a really, people get really heated about this. Like, they really don't like when people stand up. Like, I've seen so many people complain about that. Or like, people next to me will be like, they're in a rush.
I don't get why people get heated about it. That gets me heated. Like,
I get heated because you're heated.
Your body isn't comfortable sitting after 2 hours. Of course you want to stand up. Of course you want to walk. Especially for me, when you're 6 feet tall and the person in front of you reclined their seat the second you got into the air and you've been crammed in, or you're by the window, you don't want to bother people to get up. Like, yeah, of course you want to get up when the flight lands. As long as you're not like shoving people, like being disrespectful, like who cares if you stand up? Let's get this process going. Let's get off this plane.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I don't know. I think I fit into the seat well or something. I don't know. I'm like really comfortable in an airplane. I always get lucky. But for you, I could see that being very frustrating.
On the airplane, I always sit in the aisle and like my feet will be in the aisle and the flight attendants always like angrily kick my feet in when they come by with the car. I'm like, sorry.
Okay, isn't it so interesting how height is like such a thing in your lives? Like it actually affects a lot.
It does.
When, this girl that she had followed me and she like came to New Wave and she was like, wait, you're so short. And I was like, do I not seem like I would be short online? She's like, you seemed so tall on Instagram. And I was like, do I?
What's your height?
I'm like 5'5".
Are you 5'5"? I'm 5'5".
5'6". Yeah, I feel like we're pretty normal.
I feel like you are tall because I thought you were like 5'7". 5'8". Yeah.
Me? I think I just appear tall to people or something. I don't know.
She carries herself like a tall girl.
She's good posture.
But you are truly 6 foot, aren't you?
Well, I always say 6 foot, but the doctors always tell me I'm 5'11". But yeah.
Throw a shoe
that
on.
Is six. Tall. Yeah.
You don't go barefoot around what public.
Yeah.
What if when you move to the Netherlands, it's just like the launch of your modeling career and your whole life changes and suddenly you're modeling for Durf Ave? And,
wow. Mm. You mean when that happens? That would be amazing.
When that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do two more. An unpopular opinion I saw researching for this episode, Northwest is not a fashion icon. She's just a kid. Because there's a lot of debate online that she's like this fashion icon. And this guy in this video was like, unpopular opinion, she's literally six. Like, no wonder she looks good. Any 6 year old in like a high fashion outfit is going to look good.
She's not out here shopping for her outfits, I don't think. She's not going through the racks at the store trying to figure out what's trendy. She has the trends in her hand and maybe she picks between three iconic shirts and then, you know, puts it together. But
even though I read that in the tone that I was like agreeing with that, I kind of disagree. I feel like she is kind of a fashion icon because I feel like the Disney Channel stars were like the fashion icons of those ages, like whatever, 6 to 15 when we were growing up. And now there aren't really like younger people to look up to for fashion. So maybe she is an icon for that age group.
For her age group and the other 5 year olds looking up fashion info
on their iPads, their sticky iPads.
Maybe I'm underestimating.
Allison, I think you are because, you know, my parents have been moving and they found all these old things that we made when we were little. And my mom found all these sketches I made, all these designs I made as a child. And I had things pinned down to like matching earrings, what shoes you would wear. I had one that was like a shirt with like a skirt, a pants, and a shorts option. So yeah,
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Go boss.
Wow. I mean, I do truly know nothing about children. I have like no kids in my life. I think I've told this story, and if I haven't, my dad's like backdoor neighbor, this was at his old house. Apparently he was in the second grade. And one day I like saw him run by and I was like, Dad, I didn't know Ryan could walk because I thought he was like two. I was like, Allison, he's in the second grade. And I was like, oh, can they like walk? I like literally didn't know.
No, so I think children develop so quickly and every age is like a different milestone. So that's fair because I honestly don't know a lot. Like I'm a mother baby nurse right now. And my patients always tell me like, oh my God, you're going to be so prepared when you're a mom. I'm like, girly, I'm going to be prepared for the first week because after that I send these babies home and I don't know what happens to them.
I don't know what happens after that.
Yeah. So that's fair. True. That's fair.
That was so funny. Okay. Do you want to read one more? Which one are you calling? Feeling called to do?
Okay. This one I found. Paper straws are actually the worst.
Ooh, even as someone who tries to be really eco-friendly, I agree. Can't we just get glass straws?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather carry around my glass straw than have just to suck through that wilted thing.
Okay, if Allison can agree with this one, I think we can all agree.
Well, I guess that's a popular opinion then.
No. Is it? I don't know. I saw it as an unpopular opinion.
I think people don't admit it, though.
Okay, yes.
All these places are, you know, still rolling
it's all
out
like
with
the turtles.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta see those turtles. Yeah, I think, well, they make like straws out of corn now, which Connor is allergic to corn. That would kill him, but I would like that option.
Yeah, I'd rather just be forced. I'd rather be forced to buy like a dollar metal straw from them if you didn't bring yours.
Okay, but unpopular opinion, at restaurants when there's a metal straw, disgusting. Yeah, actually, how am I supposed to know what's in there? Give me a clear glass straw only so I can see what the inside looks like.
That's why you like the glass straws. Okay, that makes sense.
No,
it's truly disgusting. We had communal metal straws at my old office, like in the kitchen. Obviously, you'd wash them, but they would put them back in the drawer, just like forks, knives, you know, the metal straws. And literally, like, that is so disgusting. Like, there'd be like chunks of smoothies like still in them. I would never use them. We finally got like one of the straw cleaners and you're like, ah, it looks clear, but then you like shove the little straw cleaner up it and it would come back like black because there was like other people's
probably mold in
there. New fear unlocked.
So yeah. Okay, well, I think that was all of the unpopular opinions. Are there any other unpopular opinions you guys want to share?
I mean, I think I have a lot of unpopular opinions that you guys have all heard throughout this podcast in the last 2 years. Wait, I have one. I have something to contribute. This girl, I love her videos, but she was talking about how much she hates all of the micro trend names because it's just like making us be even more limited. And of course, I was so excited about the findings of the coastal cowboy aesthetic. And people in the comments were like, I fucking hate the coastal cowboy. Like, everyone was like attacking it. And I was like, wow, this is like coming right.
Wait, I totally saw that video like last night. And it was like, yeah, there's just too many aesthetics. Like, we've got coastal grandmother's granddaughter. But then all the comments are like, they lost me at coastal cowboy.
Yes.
Which I'm like, oh my God, poor Allison. I don't even think that one's bad. If you're gonna lose me.
No, I'm like, why are we coming for that
one? That's
a
good one. If you're gonna lose me at one, it would have been like, it was like morbid or something was an aesthetic. And I'm like, what is going on? That I could agree with. I don't know. But yeah, aesthetics are good. But some of them I will say, I could agree with that. Like, do we need to like narrow
it
down?
We're getting a little
that
micro
much?
Niche.
Yeah. But if it was an unmet need like Coastal Cowboy, don't come for that one.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Okay.
But maybe everyone feels that way. Anyway.
No. Okay, cool. Well, McKenna, it was a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for coming on again.
Thanks for having me back a second time.
Plug your socials. Where can people find you?
I'm on everything now. I'm on TikTok now.
Girl boss being a boss.
Took me a while to get there. But
and she went viral.
Yeah, my second video went viral. And I get 5 likes now. But
follow her there.
I think it's Kenny Kirk. Is my TikTok. And then my Instagram is McKenna_Kirkpatrick. And I guess that's really all you need to know.
Anything else we didn't cover that you want to shout or make good?
No, that was fun.
No, you need to shout that everyone needs to send a wish into the universe for you over your modeling career at DERF Ave.
Yeah,
everyone second that. Right now, go message Matilda, send her McKenna's profile and say, you need to hire this girl.
Everyone write it out for me.
She's getting so big.
Just tag McKenna all the time.
Tildy girl, if you don't book her right now, she's going to get too big for you.
There we go. You heard it here first.
All right, McKenna, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Have a fun weekend,
thank
guys.
You.
That was another episode. Already friends. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Hey guys, thanks so much again for listening to another episode. We seriously appreciate all the love and support. And to show our appreciation, Allison's going to announce a giveaway that we have going on, and she's going to tell you how you can get entered.
All right. What you can win is a big PR box full of all of these awesome products. There will be something in there for everyone. In order to get entered, there are two things you can do. One is to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure to send a screenshot of that to our Instagram. That way we know you left that review. Or you can put something up on your Instagram story, whether that's a screenshot of the podcast episode you're listening to, a quote that you resonated with, and tag us so that we can make sure to see it. And then we will put you into our chart of your name and we will draw at the end of the year.
As always, if you guys want to stay connected with us, you can join our Facebook group, Already Friends Podcast Friend Squad. You can also join our Patreon page, patreon.com/alreadyfriends. It's $5 a month for a bonus episode every single month with access to our entire backlog of bonus episodes. Guys, so many good topics there. So go check that out. And yeah, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.